Well, pleased with 3 points, not happy with the performance at all. I think it's as poor as we've been. We didn't play like that at all, really, in pre-season. We didn't work hard enough when we didn't have the ball. We started off okay, we went 1-0 up and we're coasting. The match was so easy. And then, Tommy McMonigal slips on the pitch and it's a different ballgame. But it's a learning curve for the guys tonight in terms of their own development. In that I've just said to lads, there's nothing easy in life. There's nothing easy in football. And the minute you think it gets easy, you will get your backside kicked. And that's what happened to us tonight. There was too many people who were lackadaisical because at times it was so easy. But you've still got to do your job when you don't have a ball. And really good players don't drop down a level. Don't let it go to that level. There was mitigating circumstances tonight because I thought the pitch was as flat as a pancake. It was awful. It was dead. And it didn't suit in terms of the tempo we wanted to play at, particularly when we had the ball and we could have moved it about and tired them a bit more. Where it's a bit of a pudding of the pitch at this minute in time, and it didn't help. But I'm not using that as an excuse because players should have dealt with it. But they're youngsters, and some of them are still learning, still developing. And it's important that they learn from one or two mistakes they made tonight. The concentration levels for the second and third goals, the concentration was very poor.
The mistakes and costly errors is something that you've talked about, so often last season, Felix. I'm sure you're hoping you're not going to be saying the same this year.
Well, I hope not. I just was saying to the other guys there that Merivale had more chances, created more tonight with 10 men in half an hour than Limerick did last week in 90 minutes. But I have to say, to be fair to the boys, I haven't seen us as poor as that when we didn't have the ball. There was far too many crosses come in tonight. Far too many crosses. Quite often we hit three marking one, and sometimes that can be an absolute disaster because everybody else thinks somebody else has got them picked up. And whereas if you're actually picking somebody up, you know the job you've got to do. And that's where tonight we didn't mean that the second goal and the third goal both came from crosses that shouldn't have been allowed to happen. Shouldn't have been allowed to happen, and we should have stopped the cross at source. Yeah, we should have dealt with it a bit better in terms of the cross when it comes in. But with the players that we had on the pitch at the time, we should have stopped the cross. I mean, we'd more men than them.
Very much a new look Harps team, Felix. I think those four or five players making their home debuts tonight. I'm sure you're happy at the way things are settling in.
Well, I'm happy with the... At the minute, I'm delighted we've won the match, and that's just 10 minutes after the game's finished, and I'm still annoyed because with 5 or 10 minutes, you're hanging on there because... 4-3, and you're playing against 10 men. You're saying to yourself, "Is this going to be one of them nights?" But it is a young team, and it's a decent dressing room, and there's a decent enough belief in there. And sometimes you can get a sense of things in a dressing room, and Peter and I would be quite happy with the dressing room as it is at this minute in time. And that's where tonight's result, the 3 points, will breeds confidence. And you have to get results because no matter how well you play, results are everything. And the sooner you get that monkey off your back at the start of the season, the better.
Because this time last year, we waited so long for that first one.
Well, Peter and I came. And there was no wins on the board at that stage. And they were struggling to score goals. I mean, we scored 5 goals in the 2 games. They probably should have scored another couple tonight, which would have made things a lot easier. But all in all, happy with the 3 points. Not so happy with our work when we didn't have the ball tonight. And bring on Athlone.
You go away to Athlone then next weekend, then you have a couple of games at home. You've got a league game and you've got a League Cup match as well, Felix. You mentioned the pitch. Maybe the pitch will be in better, Nick.
Well, I don't think the pitch will be as bad as it was tonight. I don't think the pitch will be as bad as tonight. I mean, I hope that because it doesn't suit us. It doesn't suit You know, even the last time I was at Harps, I always wanted what you call a fast pitch. It's what you call a fast pitch. That pitch is what you call a very slow pitch. And slow pitches are more suited to the like of Merivale than they are to us. No disrespect to them. And it slows the game down. I mean, there was times in the second half in that match where it was just, the match was so slow it wasn't true. And that's where we fell down tonight, where we didn't eject enough pace in it. But sometimes it is difficult to do that when the pitch is as bad as it is.